This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, October 3rd, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. Joe Biden has leveled a serious criticism at the McCain campaign's health care plan, namely that it's a tax increase. Michael Cannon, director of health policy studies at the Cato Institute, while not a fan of the McCain health care plan, says Biden's claim is flatly untrue. Far from being a tax increase, Cannon says, the McCain plan is a tax cut.
Well, John McCain proposes to replace the tax break for employer-sponsored insurance, which is the reason most of us have health insurance through an employer, with a universal tax credit that everyone gets no matter where you purchase health insurance. So you can go out and buy insurance on your own, on the individual market that stays with you from job to job, and you get essentially the same tax break from the federal government. Well, what Joe Biden has latched onto is the fact that John McCain will be removing a tax break. He will be eliminating the tax break for employer-sponsored insurance so that if you get insurance through your employer, the value of that health insurance will be added to your income and taxed. Joe Biden calls that the largest tax increase in American history. And in a sense, he's right, but he's forgetting that John McCain is replacing that with another tax break. And for most people, that tax credit that John McCain is putting in its place is going to be much greater than the tax break that they currently get for employer-sponsored insurance. And for people who get no tax break right now, it's just going to be a pure tax cut. So he's, and the press has picked up on this, that Joe Biden is ignoring the fact that there is that tax break that John McCain is putting in the plate of the tax break that he's eliminating. But what even the press and the McCain campaign have ignored is that there's another tax break involved with John McCain's proposed health insurance tax credit. And that is this. Suppose that once you have the ability to buy insurance on the individual market, all the healthy people at your job leave their employer, leave the employer plan, and they go out and buy their own health insurance, and the employer says, well, now all we've got is sick people in the plan, and the premiums are going so sky high, and the employer says, forget it, we're going to stop offering health insurance. Well, right now, your employer, if you have family coverage, on average, employers contribute about $9,000 to that family coverage. If your employer stops offering insurance, what happens to that $9,000? Economists tell us, and economists are almost unanimous on this, they tell us that $9,000, it isn't a gift from the employer. It doesn't come out of the employer's earnings or shareholders' earnings. It comes out of workers' wages. What that means is if your employer stopped offering health insurance, they'd have to return that $9,000 to you. What's happening right now is the tax break for employer-sponsored insurance gives the employer control over that $9,000, which is really part of your earnings. So it's sort of ironic. When there's a government policy that gives someone else control over the worker's earnings, we typically call that a tax hike. But when it's the tax break for employer-sponsored insurance, we call it a tax break. But when John McCain, if he levels the playing field between employer-sponsored insurance and individually purchased insurance, that $9,000 is going to flow to the workers. They're going to gain more control over their earnings, and they're going to have that money on hand to purchase health insurance. That is a tax cut, and it's a part of the John McCain's healthcare tax credit that that certainly Joe Biden has ignored, that the press hasn't picked up on, and even the McCain camp hasn't tried to highlight, and it completely swamps any tax increase that might result either in the first year or over time, as Barack Obama and Joe Biden have complained.
So essentially, the McCain plan takes something that is currently a part of total compensation and makes it a part of wages. That is to say, it without changing total compensation, it increases wages.
That's correct. Now, one of the reasons why I am concerned, why I don't support John McCain's tax credit, is because there's a lot of uncertainty about what happens to that $9,000. The labor market will force employers to return that to workers over time. But in the short term, employers might decide to keep that for themselves. So in the short term, there might be a lot of people with high-cost medical conditions who don't get that money that's really arguably theirs that they need to purchase health insurance. And so I think because of that uncertainty, because it does the tax credit would not return that $9,000 to workers immediately, I think that there are better ways of changing the tax break for employer-sponsored insurance that would give workers more immediate control over that money. I've proposed one way, I call it large health savings accounts, that would really create a moment when the employer would be expected to take that $9,000, put it in your in your cash wages and allow you to put that money into a tax-free large health savings account.
The McCain plan is essentially a response to the difficulty of actually getting rid of the employer benefit for providing health insurance.
I think the McCain tax credit is a more economically rational way of providing a tax break for health insurance. But I don't think it's really designed to overcome the political obstacles that this kind of tax reform is going to engender. For example, when you replace one tax break with another tax break, there are always going to be winners and losers. There will be some people who pay lower taxes, but some people who pay higher taxes. And of course, the people who are going to have a higher tax burden, they're going to resist the change. They're not going to like the change. The McCain tax credit makes that group larger than it needs to be because it creates, it's a refundable tax credit, which means that people who don't have a tax liability of $2,500 if they're an individual or $5,000 if they're a family, if they pay $0 in taxes, a refundable tax credit means that the federal government gives them a check for $2,500 or $5,000. Now, that's new government spending. So to come up with that money, what do they have to do? Well, they have to raise taxes even more on the losers under this plan. And so I think that they're actually creating more enemies for themselves than they need to. And so it's not designed from a political standpoint. It's not designed very well. It's not designed or they're borrowing trouble. They don't need to make as many enemies as they would make with this tax credit.
Michael Cannon is Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.